Boat Radio is brought to you by BoonRidge.com, the home of adventure.
This is Carolyn Sherlock from the Boat Galley. If you're going to the Annapolis Sailboat Show, October 5th to 9th, 2017, be sure to stop by and see me in booth M5. On the show map, it'll be listed as Lynn Pardee's booth, and yep, she'll be there too, as well as several others. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait to meet everybody.
It's time for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. From the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and covering kayaks to cruise ships. Let's go down on the docks and join Captain Bob May for this week's show.
This week's show is right in the middle of the boat show at Lake of the Ozarks. Hey, good morning. Welcome in. And the gates at the boat show are now open. And Captain Ron's going to talk some more about the boat show coming up for you today in the program. We also had a trip out to Tampa, Florida this past week for the 27th annual IBEX International Boat Builders Exhibition. And like I've said in years past, I was like a kid in a candy store. Man, I'm telling you, there were nearly 100 innovations that were submitted for some awards they gave out in different categories. And it was just an amazing show to see over 650 exhibitors there. Some folks from the lake area there as well, and then we got to meet a whole lot of new people. So we're going to be sharing some interviews and some information about that coming up. And of course, Tampa dodged the big hurricane, but they did have some damage around them, and some of the local folks had some problems. So the IBEX people have donated $5,000 to Feeding Tampa Bay, and that's a great effort put together by everyone at IBEX. So thank you and congratulations to Feeding Tampa Bay. They were proud to and excited to get that amount of money. I am also humbled this morning in talking to you, not only here in the lake area, but around the country and around the world. I must say that I got an email while I was at IBEX from boatradio.net. Mike sent me an email and it said, now the snap is better than a twist. And this was a story I did last week about the new smart plugs. And he says, your show has been downloaded 9,000 plus times since 6 o'clock that time Saturday in 70 different countries. I am just thrilled with those of you listening, and I appreciate that you like what I'm doing here. And I certainly want you to let me know what you'd like me to talk more about or less about. But we had genuine listeners from Winnipeg. We had Washington, Melbourne, Brisbane, Seattle, Los Angeles, Montreal, Chicago, New York. And then internationally some more. We had Turkey, Greece, Germany, Denmark, Sweden, and Spain. And we sure appreciate all of you listening to the BoatRadio.net replays of our programs or podcasts, if you will. That was also helpful to Mike's website. Pushed him over a million downloads to boating shows. Check it out, boatradio.net. You'll like it. Dave Leto is the sales manager at Marine Max at Osage Beach, and he's going to be our first guest this morning on the show. We're going to be talking with Brian Vance about the shoreline cleanup this fall, and then we're going to talk with Captain Dave Anderson from Towboat US. Also give you some information this morning on Harbor Hop and also on the air show, which is going to be taking place today at the Camdenton Airport. Captain Ron's is a hopping place. That's where the boat show's going on today. But they're also the official waterfront restaurant bar for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show this year. Located at the 34.5-mile marker, come by boat because it's so beautiful out on the lake today. Lake Road 550 if you're driving in Sunrise Beach. Or you can look up more information at CaptainRon'sAtTheLake.com. Let's see. They're opening now Wednesday through Sunday at 11 o'clock. Boat show folks will be glad to know they're doing breakfast this morning and again tomorrow from 9 until noon. And then we've got entertainment tonight. We've got Spontaneous, actually from this afternoon at 2 until 6. Always something great going on. And, of course, they've got great food. A beach right there. You can bring the kids and have some fun. And, of course, the boat show going on this weekend at Captain Ron's. If it's happening at the lake, it's got to be right there, Captain Ron's Bar and Grill, home of the Shootout and the official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Dave Leto is the sales manager for Marine Max, the Osage Beach location right across from the Osage Beach Outlet Mall. And Dave's going to tell us a little bit about the boat show, but first, Dave, tell us a little bit about your boating background.
Well, I was born and raised in Cocoa Beach, Florida. I started off in my boating career there, you might say. I had family that was very involved in boating, and from the time I was a little kid, been in, on, and around boats pretty much all my life. I bought my first boat when I was about 18 or 19 years old, and have pretty much been involved from there on out. I've owned boats, and I kept a boat in Florida for quite a while, and would take myself and my family, grandkids and kids, and we'd jump on a boat and run over the Bahamas. And so I spent a lot of time not only in the Florida waters, but also in Southern California. About 16 years ago, came to Missouri and had a house on Table Rock Lake for several years. And now the last 3 years, I've been working for Marine Max here at Lake of the Ozarks and been boating here on this lake.
Marine Max here at the lake is pretty incredible. One, the list of the product that they sell, the Sea Rays and the Harris pontoons and tritunes and the Nautique ski line boats. But the one that sort of is drawing everybody's attention these days is the Boston Whaler. And they've kind of come back with a vengeance, haven't they?
They have. There's been a sudden rise in popularity with Boston Whaler and, for that matter, all center console boats with outboard motors. You will definitely see it out on the water as you look around. They are all over the place for good reason. Those boats are designed for offshore use. They're built very rugged. Of course, Boston Whaler has the unsinkable moniker to its name, and that's one of the reasons that everybody has heard of Boston Whaler. But the best part is the way that those boats are designed to handle in rough water, and our lake has such rough water that the Boston Whaler just handles our lake incredibly well. You're able to get in a Boston Whaler and run through the main channel at cruising speed or faster and not have a care in the world. That's just how well they are designed and how well they handle our rough water.
Power on these now with outboards is also a pretty amazing thing. They're quiet, but they've got plenty of juice.
Oh, they are. The Boston Whaler line now is running anywhere from most of the boats have twin engines, but now even on the 420 Outrage, you're looking all the way up to quad 350s on the back of the 420 Outrage. So plenty of power to move that boat through our lake.
Right here at the Osage Beach location for Marine Max, you've got a lot of trailerable product right here. And that's certainly an interesting market for us, and a lot of people do still trailer their boats around. Tell us a little bit about the inventory that is going to be on display, not only here at the store, but also at the boat show this weekend.
At the boat show this weekend, not only will we have pontoon boats and fiberglass boats as well, we'll have everything from about the 23-foot mark all the way up to, I believe, we'll have a 31-foot Sea Ray and a 32-foot Boston Whaler as well.
Hmm. People can come to the boat show this weekend over at Captain Ron's, or they can stop in here at the Highway Store, which we still call it the Highway Store. It's the Osage Beach location on Business 54, Osage Beach Parkway. Dave, let's talk a little bit about some of the staff that you have here. The office here will be open during the boat show, right?
So it will.
Staffed here.
It will be open. We currently have a sales staff here of four sales guys. As a matter of fact, we're looking to add another person to our sales staff. So if anybody listening out there knows of anybody who might be interested in making a move into a sales position with a boat dealer, please give us a call. I'd love to talk with them.
All right, I'm going to play the devil's advocate here because, okay, it's September, and we're coming to the end of the boating season, and it's going to be a long time before people come back to the lake. I'm going to starve as a salesperson. True, not true.
That's not true with Marine Max. A lot of the people that just carry the smaller boats, that probably is correct. But here at Marine Max, we sell everything from the 21-foot bow riders to the 64-foot ocean-going yachts in the Sea Ray L class. What we're headed into this time of year is Florida is just beginning to get into their high season. And a lot of the guys in Florida who are looking to purchase a used boat will actively look here at Lake of the Ozarks for a used boat because they'd like to buy one. Not only because it's been sitting in fresh water, but because every slip here at the lake is a covered slip. And we have boats here that are 6, 7, 8 years old that look like a one-year-old boat to the people in Florida just because of the amount of abuse that the sun and salt water put on boats down there.
Absolutely.
And now with the hurricane as well, I'm sure that will probably create some driving force for boats going to Florida as well shortly.
Well, our thoughts and prayers are still with everybody down in Florida. And, of course, there's another hurricane out there churning around. And so we'll kind of keep our eyes and ears peeled for that. Dave, a great meeting and talking to you. And thanks a lot for being with us on the show this morning. If somebody wants some more information about Marine Max, how do they get a hold of you guys?
Well, we're located at 4543 Osage Beach Parkway. Our telephone number is area code 573-348-1299. And, of course, you can always take a look at our inventory online at marinemax.com.
Be sure you stop by and see him at the boat show this weekend at Captain Ron. Stop by my booth as well. We're giving away some Cletus cups. We're giving away some Boat US goodies. And I've got some a new load of T-shirts in from Printed Inklings. We'll be offering those up, too. Hey, you're listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Hey, I've got a couple of new products to show you, too. I'm going to show you the Dripper Guard and that brand new smart plug demonstration that I'll have on my table. So stop by. All right, we're going to take a break. It is break time. And we'll be back with Brian Vance from Ameren to talk about the fall shoreline cleanup, which is underway around Lake of the Ozarks. And you're listening to us on News Talk, KRMS, and around the world on BoatRadio.net. Be right back.
Bonnie Lass Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ringnetter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Lass Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielasscharters.com.
The Lake of the Ozarks Convention and Visitor Bureau would like to invite you to participate in this year's 32nd annual Fall Harbor Hop on October 14th. Draw cards from over 40 locations all around the lake for your chance to win big prizes and have fun along the way. Find out more information such as hours and locations by visiting funlake.com. We look forward to seeing you at the Lake of the Ozarks 32nd annual Fall Harbor Hop on October 14th. Don't miss out on a day of fun at the lake.
I want to go to a place where the worries fade in the ripples of a wake, and time is merely a suggestion, and no one's asking, are we there yet? I want to go where the shortest distance between two points has never been the point. Where the water, horizon, and dreams all meet. Where I can get to know my kid again, the one inside me. I want to go where the end of the day lies at the end of a dock line. And life isn't just lived, it's celebrated. There is a place called happiness. Not far from here. I want to go there. I want to go boating. Don't go boating without your towboat insurance. Captain Dave Anderson with Lake Tow at Lake of the Ozarks going to be talking to us a little bit later in the program. And we also are going to be, well, let's give you the phone number right now. So if you're thinking about renewing or if you'd like to pick up that towboat insurance, 573-216-4701. That's 216-4701. Coming up, we're going to be talking about the clean lake that we have because of the shoreline cleanup effort that's going on. And Brian Vance from Ameren is going to be our guest. But you should start and end your best days on the water with the peace of mind knowing that your insurance coverage through Boat US is with you. With 24/7 dispatch, towing provided by Lake Tow or Towboat US, wherever you might be, and claims service from boating experts. Nothing ahead of you except a great experience out on the water whenever you go. The best crew for protecting you, Boat US. You can get a hold of them by going to the website, boatus.com/insurance, 800-283-2883. That's 800-283-2883 for some additional information on how to get yourself covered with Boat US Insurance.
Well, today is the beginning of something that happens every year in the fall. That's the Fall Shoreline Cleanup, and it's all put together by the folks at Ameren here at Lake of the Ozarks. Brian Vance, Shoreline Management Guy, good to have you on the show. Good morning.
Thanks, Captain Bob, for having me in.
Well, here we go. Starting today and running through first part of November, it's the Fall Shoreline Cleanup. But let's go back and just let our listeners know a little bit about the cleanup effort as a whole, kind of how it got started and really how it's developed over the last 25 or so years.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that this is our 26th year for the Shoreline Cleanup. To keep a program like this running for so long, great testament to our volunteers and the community as a whole. We'll be beginning that on September 16th, and we'll run until the 1st of November. And this is the time of year when our group's up the lake, where the river is a little bit shallower, and we need a little bit more water in the pond for them to get up to the shoreline to get it cleaned. And we've got some good participation already planned for this year.
All right. You know, Lake of the Ozarks covers four counties. What's the shoreline mileage?
Like, we have 1,150 miles of shoreline here at Lake of the Ozarks.
So, you know, you talk about, you know, Camden, Miller Morgan, that's the brunt of the population and those groups that go out and do cleanup. What about from, you know, the Benton County line on up to the dam at Warsaw?
We have some great participation up in Benton County. We have the folks at Heights Point Resort, and we have our guys at Grandview Beach and the city of Warsaw and Osage Lakes Greenways. They all participate, and this is the time of year they like to get out. We've got a little bit more water. They've already scheduled their cleanups for this fall. And, in fact, we've had some of our volunteers from down here around Osage Beach and Sunrise Beach that are planning a cleanup on the 13th of October up around the Benton County line to help out. So it's just another testament to how everybody partners up and wants to make the lake a better place.
Perspective on keeping the lake clean. I mean, it really goes way deep into the economy and to the cleanliness and the safety of the lake too, doesn't it?
It sure does. If you think about over 5 million pounds of trash removed, what that would look like if it hadn't occurred over the last 26 years, it would not be a pretty sight to be out there and to have this beautiful resource that we all enjoy and can get out and really see what Mother Nature's like.
In that amount of trash and stuff that's been picked, I don't say stuff because there's some unique items that you guys have found over the years. I know the bowling ball story and refrigerator story and those, but anything unusual that has popped up recently that you want to mention?
We're not sure how it got there, but we had the majority of a 1950s era pickup truck in the lake in various parts and pieces that the kids from Horizon School helped remove. You know, it was several large doors, a tailgate, a couple of tires. Not sure the location where it was. It didn't come in by land. Not sure how it got there by water, but that was definitely unique. We find pieces and parts of boats and boat lifts and boat docks, but a truck, that was pretty odd.
That is strange. You know, Hurricane Irma did quite a bit of damage to Florida and around there. And, of course, we had, you know, the predecessor that came into to Houston, Texas area. But I know that the power is getting back on. A lot of people are getting their power back on, even those that lost it early on. So Ameren participating in this effort down there?
Yes, we've already sent line crews that way, and some are on the road right now. I know many of the utilities around the United States, they have agreements to where one utility helps out the other, and our guys are certainly down there and helping out. You know, we wish those folks the best in putting their lives back together, and it is going to take an entire nation, basically, to rebuild that part of the world and to get the electric grid back up. You know, that's an area of the world where electricity is pretty important. When you see it's pretty hot and everybody wants to run their AC, so, you know, as a good neighbor would do, we've sent guys down there to help out.
Very, very good. If someone is interested in getting involved in this effort, and there's new people like all the time that are moving here. And I've met many of them just in the last couple, 3 weeks that are, you know, newcomers to the lake, and they want to get involved in something. This is a good effort to get involved in. One, you meet your neighbors and you meet people from the lake that are concerned about the continued good quality of our lake. How do they, one, get some more information about what this is? And then secondly, how do they reach out to you?
Yeah, our volunteers are the backbone of the program, you know, and we're always looking for new volunteers. As we're aging to 26 years, we have people that have been there the entire time, and some of the folks are looking to step aside, pass it down to a younger generation, and there's two easy ways to find out more information. You can contact myself at 573-365-9252, and I'd be happy to talk to anyone about shoreline cleanup at any time. It's one of the greatest enjoyments of my career at Ameren. And the other way would be to check out our webpage at amerenmissouri.com/ATS. We've got all of the zones and maps up there that show who's cleaning what sections of the lake, who has a section available to adopt, and just a little bit more about the program. Great resource for everyone, and look forward to talking to anyone about shoreline cleanup.
Brian Vance been our guest from Shoreline Management at Ameren, and thanks again for coming in, and best of luck with the fall cleanup. Let me ask you one other quick question. Just think of this. Okay, so after the fall cleanup is over with, 1st of November or so, when does the lake start pulling down? And then are people now that own docks or want to put docks in or any shoreline improvements, they have to make some application, don't they?
Yeah, right now is the time to get your application in for those things that you want to install or do during the winter drawdown. We start that in January, and we bring the lake down about 6 feet to 654 elevation. And that time through the winter when the lake is drawn down is when most people make the repairs to their seawalls. They install their new seawalls, and in order to get all the paperwork process, we need to get those applications in here relatively quick. We've got a simple review process that we'll walk through and get you your permit so you can be underway when the weather gets to being too cold to enjoy boating on the lake, but it's time to start fixing up all the improvements that are around the lake shoreline.
Okay, that's good. Give us that contact information one more time for our listeners.
My phone number is 573-365-9252. You can reach me via email at bvance@ameren.com or check out our webpage at amerenmissouri.com/lake.
Brian, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Captain Bob.
This is Chad Crouch with Marine Max, Lake of the Ozarks, Missouri, and Pompano Beach, Florida. Thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
Did I mention there's a boat show going on this weekend? Yes, indeed. We're at Captain Ron's today and again tomorrow on Sunday. The Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association is made up of over 40 lake area marine dealers representing all the top brands of boats, marine accessories, docks, personal watercraft, everything else you need to have a great day out on the water. Their website, of course, is full of information. All the dealers are listed there, all the upcoming events, including today's boat show. LakeOzarkBoatDealers.com is the address. Go there and find out more about not only the boat show going on this weekend, but also the shows for 2018, which are already up there and posted. Coming up on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, we have just ahead of us here, we're going to talk some Ibex. Got some stories from that to tell. And we're also going to be talking with Captain Dave Anders from Towboat US right here at Lake of the Ozarks when we return on News Talk KRMS. 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9. We also have live streaming audio. If you're listening there, welcome in. Be right back. Short break.
Hi, I'm Bob Bitchin from Cruising Outpost Magazine, and you're listening to Boat Radio.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice. I've crossed the Pacific. I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams. And I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.
Well, that was a short break. Thank you so much for sticking with us. Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Here on this Saturday morning, Boat Show Weekend, Lake of the Ozarks. If you're out and about, hope you'll come by and see us today. We're over at Captain Ron's until, I think it's 7 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow, I think 11 to 4 are the hours. Check the website, bobsnowakezone.com. We've got information there about the in-water boat show and clearance that's going on right now.
Hey, coming up, we're going to be talking a little bit more about IBEX, and I'm going to share a couple of interviews with you from the Innovation Awards, and I caught up with a couple of the winners, and we'll talk to them in just a little bit. Screen printing and more is what they do at Printed Inklings, formerly Show Me Shirts and Midwest Screen Printing. New owner Kelsey Jackson stopped by there day four yesterday, picked up a whole batch of new shirts. I got them for you at the boat show, so stop by. Screen printing, embroidery, design, or freshening up your logos, they can do that for you. They're right there in Camdenton on Highway 54 across from Central Bank. Call Kelsey, 573-692-5217. That's 692-5217. You can find her on Facebook as well. The official T-shirt vendor for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. So come get a shirt. And again, the next event is going on right now. We'll also be at the home show. We'll talk more about that later, which is coming up in October. Kelsey is once again at 692-5217, or stop in to Printed Inklings, Highway 54, Camdenton, right across from Central Bank.
This is Mary Ann Jensen, and I am a rear commander with the United States Power Squadrons. Thank you for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
Here's a little song I wrote. Sing it loud when you're on your boat. Don't worry, let's go boating. On every water there are some wakes. Be careful round them for goodness sake. Don't worry, let's go boating. Time upon your boat, even if you only float. Don't worry,
don't worry about it, man.
Let's go boating.
Come on, let's go.
Yeah, let's do go boating. What do you say? You got to have a boat though first, right? If you have a boat, you probably have some stains on the side where the water drips out from either your bilge pumps or maybe one of your sinks or something along that line, your air conditioning, or possibly your generator as well. There's a new product called Dripper Guard, and it installs in minutes, and it provides stain-free hull. I get that, and I love this. You walk them down the docks, and you'll see, look up and down the hulls, you'll see these stains coming out, and that's from the water that drips through and drips on the side of your boat. This new invention, the Dripper Guard, is pretty cool. And we caught up with Colin Daly to tell us more about this great new product that we discovered at IBEX.
Dripper Guard. Tell me, how did this idea come about?
Well, we're in the boat business, so we've been around a lot of boats that had these stains, and we just wanted to find a way to solve it because we had a lot of people that were complaining about it. We complained about it. And so we started designing it, and this is what we came up with.
So tell me what the product is and what it does.
So it's basically made of a TPE rubber. It's a soft rubber. We wanted to make sure that if you were coming into the dock, if you rubbed up against it, that it was going to flex. It's UV protected because we wanted, definitely in the hotter sun, that it didn't fade or crack over time. And then we used a 3M tape because we wanted a secure bond. And this is used a lot in the marine industry already, so it's very secure. And, so that's the product.
So it just keeps those stains off your boat because everybody's got them. I mean, you can go up and down the marina and you look and you see them all. So this is something that somebody can just put on themselves. They don't have to
Absolutely.
Have a mechanic do it.
Absolutely. It's a simple do-it-yourself installation. Just clean it, stick it on there, and you're ready to go. No more stains.
Does your company do any other products, or is this just the first
This is
launch?
Our main product,
this
yes.
This is the first launch?
Yep, first
okay.
launch, and So it's doing well for us. Everybody seems to enjoy it and thankful that they don't have to spend too much time cleaning anymore and the expense of cleaning stains.
Very good. Yep. All right. And if somebody wants more information on the Dripper Guard, how do they get that?
It's at DripperGuard.com, and all the information about the products there. You can order it online. So, yep.
All right. And you can find them on Facebook, too.
Facebook as well.
Just like I do.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Cool.
The dripper guard redirects water out and away from the hull, preventing drips down the side, eliminates stains and water sediment buildup. I love it. Stop by my booth today at the boat show. We're going to be giving some of these away thanks to Dripper Guard, dripperguard.com. All right, next up, those of you in the trailer, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Gatorback, G-A-T-O-R-B-A-K. They were an award winner, the Innovation Awards at this year's IBEX.
This was another one of the Innovation Awards that were passed out at the breakfast at IBEX, and congratulations to you.
Well, thank you very much. It means a lot to us.
I'm sure it does. Tell me a little bit about sort of how this idea came about to make lights on the trailer.
Right. Well, the lights is just a new innovation that we've just come out with in our product. Gatorback bunks are basically a synthetic bunk material. It's soft, so it's rated for all boat hulls. To that, we have a lot of customers who have always asked for a lot of colors. One of the best ways we could answer that was to give them a clear cover, let them paint their own bunks, and even light them from behind. That way that they could have whatever color array they wanted and however they wanted. Obviously, the benefits are further reaching, you know, offloading and loading at night. Dark hours is a huge benefit. So that was really the driver, was just customer demand. And we just found a unique and interesting way to address it. We make the covers. They work with any LED, waterproof LED. So yeah, the customer has a lot of options there, just giving them the maximum flexibility.
So this is something a guy could, you know, on a weekend project.
Absolutely.
Set his boat in the water and put on some lights.
Absolutely. What we tell our customers is build your bunks with new boards while your boat's sitting on the trailer. Then just go down to the ramp, float your boat off, put your new bunks on, and you're done. It's pretty simple. The wiring wires right into the trailers if you're going to do the lighted ones. If you're doing one of our standard colors, then probably installation 30, 45 minutes at maximum on the trailer itself.
Sweet. So if somebody's obviously wanting these, how do they get a hold of more information? Website?
Well, actually, we're on Amazon, and we have our own website, and we have our own store on our website. It's www.gatorback.com. And then, of course, Gatorback on Amazon. If they want we do kits on Amazon, so there's pretty just grab-and-go kits. It's got everything there. On our website, it's a little more selectable custom pieces. You know, I don't want this length or this cap, or, you know, they can pick different
options. In other words, if they've got a trailer that you're familiar with, they could say, I've got an XYZ trailer with double wheels and it's so much long. And there's
they need to measure their bunks because every bunk is almost different. They just need to measure the length and width. Basically, most trailers are 2x4 or 2x6 standards. Or you'll see some of the large beam bunk applications as well, and some of the larger boat stuff. But really, there's really some standards there, and that's why I said on Amazon are all the kits that are standard, and everything on our website. We run sizes from 1.25 up to 2x10, so nobody manufactures more sizes than we do. So it's really more about answering more of that specific need. On our own website. I mean, either way, it's the same price. It's just on Amazon. It's grab and go.
Should mention also both these products, the Dripper Guard and also the Gatorback. They're all made in America, made in the USA. Thank you, guys. We appreciate that. Gatorback, G-A-T-O-R-B-A-K. Many of you already may know that, but now they've got those bunks that are available for putting your LED lights in. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. Appreciate that, and thanks to you, Colin. According to Ann Dunbar, the IBEX show director, her quote is, "These awards signify the importance that innovation plays in the industry, and IBEX is honored to recognize these key innovators and their products that keep the boating industry at the forefront of cutting-edge trends." And they had more than 95 product entries this year, and we got a chance to look at all those that got entered. They all didn't win, but they were all there, good competition amongst all of these new innovators. And we'll have more for you in upcoming shows on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. You can bet on it. All right, let's see. Oh, is it break time already? Yes, it is. Guess who's up next? Captain Dave Anderson, Boat U.S., Towboat, Lake of the Ozarks, going to be talking about towing service. Been awful busy this year, and even the last couple of days they've been busy out there. We'll talk with Dave coming up shortly, and do appreciate you listening this morning. As we take a break, going to grab a cold beverage. And we'll talk to you shortly as Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues on News Talk. KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9, live streaming audio, and we also have that boatradio.net thing going on, too, with all those podcasts. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
It's a salute to the veterans at the 7th Annual Lake of the Ozarks Air Show. Saturday, September 23rd at the Camdenton Memorial Lake Regional Airport from 7:30 to 4:30. Bring your chair or blanket to this free event with numerous acts, vendors, children's activities, and plenty of food and beverage. Free shuttle from Camdenton High School. Parking at the airport is $10 per vehicle. Finish the evening with a show from Aaron Tiffin at the Ozarks Amphitheater. Visit lakeoftheozarksairshow.com for all the details.
Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show's back. We're going to be talking with Captain Dave Anderson from Towboat US right after this song from Celtic Thunder.
On a cold winter's night, with a storm at its height, the lifeboat answered the call. They pitched and they tossed till we thought they were lost as we watched from the harbor wall. Though the night was pitch black, there was no turning back, for someone was waiting out there. And each volunteer had to live with his fear as they joined in a silent prayer.
Carry us home, home, home from the sea. Angels of mercy, answer our plea.
Bringing you back to your home port is Boat US, Towboat US here at Lake of the Ozarks. Not every body of water in the country is fortunate enough to have Towboat US there, so we thank them for being on our Lake of the Ozarks and where you might have them as well. Captain Dave Anderson is going to be with us shortly to talk more about their services and kind of what year it's been at Lake of the Ozarks. Speaking of, you know, it may be fall, but the guys at the Boat Rental Gurus, Iguana Water Sports, are still renting those boats. And let's see, we've got three locations. You can pick them up, make reservations now, and then you can pick them up down at the dam at the one-mile marker at the headquarters, Iguana Osage Beach near Grand Glaze Bridge, and then also the Iguana North Shore at the 5.5-mile marker on the north side at Rocky Mount. Best way to make reservations on the website, iguanawatersports.com, I-G-U-A-N-A, watersports.com, or if you must, give them a phone call, 888-365-2399. Advance reservations suggested even this time of year. The Iguana folks are very busy. Once again, iguanawatersports.com or 888-365-2399.
Alongside this morning, we have Captain Dave Anderson from Lake Tow, Towboat U.S. right here on Lake of the Ozarks. Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, let's see. We're going to talk about the services that the towboat guys here at Lake of the Ozarks provide, but let's back up and start a little bit about talk about the season this year. A lot more boats on the lake. Has that provided more, I won't say opportunities, but more instances where you guys were able to go out and help people?
We've had a very busy summer, and you know, I equate that to more boats on the water. You know, it's been a fantastic summer. I think everybody around the lake has really been happy with the turnout. You know, the people weren't afraid to come this year. They spent a lot of time at a lot of the local businesses, including on the water. And unfortunately, things happen, and you know, but we've been very busy.
Tell me a little bit about the organization that we have here at Lake of the Ozarks and sort of how it fits in the overall scheme with Boat U.S.
Towboat U.S. has been around since 1982. They're obviously a spinoff of Boat U.S. Insurance. It's their towing side. We've been involved here at the lake since 2000. We've got four boats on the lake. We cover the entire Lake of the Ozarks. We concentrate mostly from about the 40-mile marker towards the dam. We do go the other direction, but we don't go up there as often. We've got the boat spread out to where we can get to a boat and get to you as quick as we can rather than running 20 or 30 miles by water. It's a lot sometimes quicker to come by boat or by car to a boat where I can get to you and in a reasonable amount of time. But we've got, you know, captains standing by all the time. And, you know, we just, when you break down, you're, I don't want to say panic mode, but it gets very uncomfortable. And yes, the quicker we can get to you, the better.
So what are some of the services that you guys do provide when somebody, you know, hits the button and gets to you? And I want to talk about the app, too, just a minute. Okay. But what are some of the services that you do provide?
The towing plan provided by Towboat U.S. is that. It's a towing plan. It covers jump starts, out of gas, soft ungroundings. That doesn't mean you park it up on the beach. That means you run getting stuck in a little mud or whatever. And then just general towing. We'll take the boat wherever you want the boat to go, the repair shop, your home shop. We take it where you want, not where we want, not the closest. It goes where you want it to go. If you run out of gas, we carry fuel on our boats. We don't carry a lot, but we carry enough to get you in somewhere. If not, we'll drag you in there. Jump starts, you know, that kind of stuff. Other than that, we do go even beyond that. We do full salvage and everything. You know, if a boat sinks or there's an accident or whatever, we do all that too. Now, that's not provided with your towing plan. That goes to your hull insurance, but we do provide all of those services.
And you work in conjunction with Atlantis Dive?
Absolutely. Tim does all our diving for us. We do almost all our salvage projects we do together, doing it for 30 plus years. He's been doing it for that long. And then we've been involved with him really since the beginning, since we started in 2000.
All right. Now, the Boat U.S. app is really a good one, and it's just been updated recently, and it's a lot more functional, I guess. Got more features.
It's a lot more user friendly. It wasn't the first rollout of it wasn't that user friendly. It is a great app. You can open the app. Once you become a member, you can put all your information in there. You hit one button on the app, it'll call Boat U.S. and it immediately populates their screen with all of your information, so they know who you are, what kind of boat you have, all of that. All you've got to do is hit one other little button that shares your location, and it'll even send a Google map of where you're at on the lake, so we can find you very easily.
Have you had instances where some of that information might not have been correct, or somebody called you and said, "Hey, I'm in a cove. I see a white house and a dock. Can you come pick me up?"
Yeah. Early on, I didn't have a lot of faith in some of the GPS locations, mm-hmm, because people's GPS were in different, you know, older units, maybe not updated. Unfortunately, on the lake here, the way the lake winds around so much, there's places, the lake's not a quarter mile apart, and if you get a few degrees off on a GPS location, I could be 20 miles from you. So I usually try to back that up with a little, okay, where did you start from, or something. But we're very good at, we've been on the lake, like I say, a long time, and you know, you tell me you're looking at a bridge and a white house, I can probably get pretty close to where you're at.
Okay, very good. All right, let's talk about, you know, if someone does not have a Boat U.S. membership and then the additional tow package, What kind of costs might somebody be looking at if you've got to go out and help them?
Well, you know, it all depends. It's all based on the time that we're involved on the job. I'll just be honest. The average call is probably in the $300 range. It can obviously be a less than that, and it can obviously be considerably more than that, but that's probably a good average. So it does add up in a great big hurry. I really encourage people, for $72 a year, they can have the Freshwater Unlimited membership, and it doesn't cost them anything. They just sign the ticket. There's no out-of-pocket. There's no deductible. There's no limit. I mean, as long as we're not jump-starting you 3 days in a row, nobody, you know, there's no limit. Nobody's going to care. You know, it's part of the service that we provide.
All right. Now, that also covers your primary vessel, but also any other vessels that you own?
Covers anything that you own, anything that's registered to you. If you have more than one boat, if you have jet skis, anything that's registered to you is covered for that $72.
All right. And so I guess the next question is, okay, I want that. How do I get it?
The easiest thing to do is call me. 573-216-4701. I'll sign you up over the phone. Just takes a few minutes. You can go to our Facebook page, which is Towboat US Lake of the Ozarks, and there's a button right at the top of the page that says sign up. If you click that, it brings you right to a very simple menu. You just fill in a few boxes and put your credit card number in at the bottom, and you're good. Our website is laketow.blogspot.com, and it's the same thing. There's a button right at the top of our website that you just hit the button, and it'll take you right to that sign-up page. But call me. I like talking to people.
Yes, you do. Well, Dave, thanks a lot for coming in and talking to us and sharing the information about Towboat US right here at Lake of the Ozarks.
Absolutely.
Going boating alone can be relaxing and peaceful. The weather is nice, the fish are biting, and there's no one around for miles.
I got the bite of a lifetime, and without thinking, I stood up to reel it in. But in all the excitement, I lost my balance. I fell in and gasped. No worries, because I was wearing a life jacket, and my life was saved.
Your involuntary gasp reflex could cause you to drown. Life jackets worn, nobody mourns. Learn more at pleasewearit.com.
Well, we've just spent an hour together in the No Wake Zone. Thanks a lot for being with us today. Thanks to our guest today, Captain Dave Anderson from Towboat US. Also, thank Brian Vance back there from Ameren talking about the shoreline cleanup, which is underway. And also Dave Leto from Marine Max talking about their showrooms on Osage Beach Parkway there across from the Outlet Mall. And also at the boat show this weekend. We will see you there. We're going to be there the rest of today and again tomorrow at Captain Ron's for this year's In-Water Boat Show September clearance sale. And all the dealers are there, and yeah, hope to see you there too, today or tomorrow. We'll also have some stories about Ibex for you next week as well. Hope you'll come back and join us same time, same boat channel right here on News Talk KRMS Osage Beach. Coming up on 11 o'clock on the Midwest Coast. Have a good weekend.
A quick reminder, I'll be at the Annapolis Sailboat Show in booth M5 with Lynn Party and others. Stop by. I want to meet you.